How did Pierre DuPont make his money?
Well, Mr. DuPont, the DuPont family made their money from the explosives industry. And so when the DuPonts immigrated to France, they were actually the licensed explosives maker for the king. And they brought that trade and that skill with them to the Brandywine Valley. And that was the origination of the wealth. And then that just continued with the expansion of the DuPont Company, which our founder, Mr. DuPont, is really credited as really creating what is considered the modern corporation as of today. And so he and his cousins set about in taking what was a small family-owned explosives company, really regional here in the Brandywine Valley, and turned it into an international conglomerate.
And then when did he move here?
Well, he purchased the property that you know today as Longwood in 1906. And he was actually what I would call the second or the third real owner of the property. The first one, of course, was William Penn. And then a Quaker family by the name of the Pierces occupied the property from, the early 1700s and essentially all the way until 1906. And it was the Pierce family that began creating an arboretum, which now parts of it still exist in the eastern edge of our garden, which is known as Pierce's Park and Pierce's Wood. And it was in 1906 when Mr. DuPont learned that the property was going to be sold and that all the trees on the property, because they were enormous in size, were going to be sold for lumber. And Mr. DuPont was an early proponent and advocate for tree planting and the saving of green space. And he learned of this and he said, we can't have it. And so he purchased Longwood. And it's funny because when he purchased it, he wrote saying that he thought buying real estate and property was one of the craziest business decisions a person could make.
And then he built this as his home?
He built Longwood as his country home. And I really think that he set about doing this deliberately to create a public garden from the very beginning. The DuPont family, I like to say, are the patron saints of horticulture in the United States. And Mr. DuPont was really kind of in the center of that horticultural awareness and leadership within the DuPont family.
So he lived here from when to when?
Well, he purchased the property in 1906, and he died in 1954. And so for 45-plus years, he created the Longwood that you know today.
And music was important to him from the beginning because he was entertaining guests?
Well, he was entertaining guests, but it was also just a reflection of his own personal interests and values. He was a pianist in his own right in training. Interesting, he actually commissioned and had two Steinway concert grand pianos commissioned and made just for Longwood Gardens.
And you said he designed the building itself to accommodate recitals and other programs with an audience.
Absolutely, because he, like I said, that he wanted to bring people here to immerse them into a beautiful world, but then to provide that inspirational music. So one of his buddies at the time was John Philip Sousa. And so Mr. Sousa and his band were regulars here at Longwood and would perform in our open-air theater as well as in the exhibition hall. Mr. DuPont was a big fan of Gilbert and Sullivan. And he actually collected Gilbert and Sullivan sheet music. And it was kind of a natural for when he built our open-air theater that it would become the home for the Brandywiners, where there could be Gilbert and Sullivan productions here.
He died in 54, you say?
Right.
Did Longwood then become public?
Well, actually, Mr. DuPont began opening up Longwood to the public early on. As he began developing the gardens, on special holidays like Easter, Mother's Day, or Father's Day, on special holidays like that, he would open the garden to the guests. And I think that he would charge like 25 cents or something sometimes. And so there was actually an awareness that Longwood was open, that people could visit. But I think what's even more interesting that many people don't know is that while Mr. DuPont is really credited for creating this as a public gathering space, it was actually the Quaker family, the Pierce family, that did that. Because as they were creating the Arboretum, it's Pierce's Park and Pierce's Woods now, they too opened the land and the property to the public. And so it was a community gathering point for many, many years, well before Mr. DuPont came to Longwood.
So what role does music and the arts play? How is it changing or evolving?
Longwood is carrying on, and we are today carrying on a tradition that Mr. DuPont began. And as I said, it was a reflection of his values and his own interests and love of performing arts.
Is the organ kind of a centerpiece?
Well, the organ definitely is at the heart of a lot of what we do. I think a lot of times we say that the main fountain garden is the soul of Longwood, or the trees in Pierce's Park are the soul of Longwood. Well, if we're like a cat and we have a lot of lives, that maybe our organ is one of those souls for us, without a doubt, because that is something that you can only experience and find at Longwood Gardens, no other place in the world.
Was the organ as an instrument special to Pierre DuPont?
Oh, yes. He loved the organ. He actually commissioned compositions of new organ works. Longwood has always had a resident organist on staff. And so even during Mr. DuPont's days, there was always someone living on the property that was an organist that could perform and play the organ regularly. And interesting, we actually have a lot of the recordings of some of his original organists that are on rolls, so that we can actually play back those very same performances to our guests.